أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم. These are the surahs of Wattin, and again this surah was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Makki period of his life. In the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes four qasams: Wattin, qasam of the fig; Wazzaytun, and qasam of the olive; Waturi Sinin, and qasam of Tur, Mount Sinai; Wahadal Baladil Amin, and this sanctified or peaceful or secured city, referring to Makkah Mukarramah. Ulama have stated that the first two qasams, At-Tin and Zaytun, that is the fig and the olive, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of these two fruit or these two trees. And in actual fact, Allah wants to show, number one is barakah, and number two, more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qasam is with regards to the places in which these are found. And that is mostly in Sham, and particularly in Sham, we find it in Palestine. Now when we look at Sham, the Levant, then Palestine was a province of the Levant, and hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is attaching importance to Biladul Sham, to Al-Aqsa, Al-Quds, because this was the residence and the birthplace of many of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and then subsequently the resting place of many of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that there were many of these great personalities, many of these great servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were born here, they lived here, they did the work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this place, they made Allah's ibadat, and then subsequently they left the world also in that place. Waturi Sinin and Mount Tur and Mount Sinai, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of this place because of its value, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. That kalam, that speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken place there. So that obviously gives that place reverence, honor. It gives that place a very, very great sight in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions the place. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala actually wants us to remember that kalam that had taken place, that speech between Allah and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, and this sanctified or this secure or this peaceful city, Makkah Mukarramah, we all know that it was the birthplace of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the place of the Baytullah, the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the focal point of the whole of mankind, the whole of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was the place where wahi had originated and begun to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave of Hira. And of course it was the place that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam victorious. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the place. Allah wants to show the personalities that insan could have reached such heights. that insan would get wahi from Allah, insan would speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, insan was so obedient to Allah, and thus insan was anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. As for the rest of mankind, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Certainly we created insan in the best form. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only speaking about the physical form of insan, the composure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had composed man. Allah is not only speaking about the pair of hands and the pair of legs and the pair of eyes and ears that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given and the functionality of the outward body, but fi ahsani taqweem, in every other aspect, with regards to man's intelligence, with regards to man's emotions, with regards to man's potential of man's ruhaniyat and spirituality, and every other aspect, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings in fi ahsani taqweem, that Allah has given us the sense of discretion, Allah has given us that we can discriminate, and at the same time we have this discretion to determine right from wrong, to judge what is right and what is wrong. All of it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given insan. فَثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we returned him, or we threw him, أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, in the lowest of low. Two meanings here. One is that we find man in his youth, how imposing his composure may be, his body may be, how sometimes that beauty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given a person that imposes upon the opposite person. But then we find that as man goes on in life, man becomes old, man becomes senile. So all of it becomes the lowest of low, that eyes that could see and spot things at a distance cannot see now sometimes at all, that ears that could hear now cannot hear, those hand movements, those physical movements of the leg, all of it somewhat slows down, and a person cannot utilize neither the limbs nor the organs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that like that insan, you will not remain in the same state forever and ever. And on the other hand, spiritually also, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, that on the one hand, man had reached such heights that he had spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, when man makes kufr and man disregards Allah, disobeys Allah, disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then man is regarded as the lowest of low, in other words, even worse than the animals also, such can become the human, and that is the potentials that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has availed the human. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have brought perfect iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they have practiced righteously, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, for them is a limitless, never-ending reward, an unfailing reward. That reward goes on and on, that a person may benefit from that reward in this world, but in the hereafter, that reward is an everlasting, limitless, unfailing reward that is continuous forever and ever. That once a person is put into Jannah, then that person will continue to seek the pleasure and derive the pleasure of Jannah and the pleasure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. And in another aspect, we find in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us that this human body is such that there are times that we are going to become sick, there are times man becomes ill, sometimes it is a terminal illness, but in health, in good times, that person made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person was a resident in his home and he had carried out a particular ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he begins to travel or he becomes ill. Whatever the deeds a person carried out in good health whilst being a resident at home, when one is in ill health, when one is traveling, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continuously give him that reward of good health those good ibadat that he had carried out, or when he was at home as a resident, he carried out those ibadat. Now he cannot do so because of illness or travel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously give him that reward unfailingly. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now when you see all this, O insan, then what has caused you to belie thereafter ad-deen, the recompense? And that refers to Maliki Yawmiddin. Yawmuddin would refer to the day of Qiyamah. After you see all this, O insan, you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all these potentials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all the capacity. But then what makes you thereafter belie Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or why do you belie Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise of the day of Qiyamah? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is Allah not the most sovereign of all the rulers? Or is Allah not the greatest judge of all those who judge? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for you then? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not going to be the best of judges? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the best of rulers? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created you to perfection, whether it was your physical body, whether it was your intellectual capacities, your spiritual capacities, your emotional capacities. Can you not see all this and then recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within all of that? It comes in a hadith that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he read alayhi sallahu bi ahkamil hakimin, then he responded, the question is Allah not the most sovereign of rulers? Or is Allah not the best of all judges? So bala wa ana ala dhalika min ash-shahideen, was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nay, why not? I am a witness to this. I am a witness to the fact that Allah is the most sovereign of all rulers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.